Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Better, the show where we break down the habits, mindsets, and strategies that help you take control of your health, your mindset, and your life. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is where we talk about real ways to level up, break out of routine, and start living on your own terms. Every week, I sit down with experts, athletes, entrepreneurs, and people who are actually doing the work so you can learn from their experiences and apply it to your own life. Now, let me ask you something. When was the last time you truly felt alive? Not just going through the motions, not just grinding through another week, but actually experiencing life. The truth is, most people don't even realize they're on autopilot. They wake up, go to work, check their phone 100 times, scroll, eat, sleep, then do it all over again. And before they know it, weeks, months, and even years disappear. It's not just a feeling, it's how your brain actually works. When you're stuck in routine, your mind speeds up time because there's nothing new to process. But the second you step into the unknown, when you travel, challenge yourself, and break free from comfort, everything changes. Life slows down, and you become present again. You start actually living. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. I just got back from an insane trip to Barcelona in Morocco, where I traveled with 30 complete strangers. And let me tell you, it was one of the most eye-opening experiences of my life. My guy, Jake Dobbs, is joining me to break down why travel rewires your brain, why it's crucial for personal growth, and what it means to be an irrational optimist. If you've ever felt like you're stuck, waiting for the right time to shake things up, this might be the sign to just go. Then we're shifting gears into the ultimate blueprint for health, energy, and self-mastery with Brock Perkins. This guy doesn't just talk about fitness. We're all about aligning mind, body, and spirit to tap into your full potential. We're going to get into why most people feel drained, disconnected, and stuck in a cycle of bad habits and how to break out of it. So you've been feeling stagnant, low energy, or just in the need of a mental reset, stay locked in. By the end of this episode, you might just be ready to book that flight, change your habits, and start living on your own terms. This is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we'll be right back after this.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Us. Let's get right into this. My first guest today is someone I recently had a chance to travel with, Jake Dobbs. If you've ever wondered what happens when you throw 30 complete strangers into a trip across Barcelona and Morocco, this guy has the answer. But beyond just adventure, Jake is someone who embodies the rational optimist mindset, seeing opportunities where others see roadblocks, taking big risks, and living a life with an open mind. Today, we're talking about that trip and what it was really like, why travel is such a powerful tool for growth, and how shifting your mindset can change your entire experience of life. So let's dive into it. Jake, you legend, welcome to the show.
Blake, dude, such a pleasure to be here. How's everything going, man?
It's beautiful. Going to Barcelona, to Morocco, to Lisbon, and now back in Des Moines, Iowa. Surprisingly, it's very beautiful here. So I'm very optimistic about the next few days. I don't want to go for it. What did you say?
No. I was just gonna say I love it, man. It's quite an adventure we all just went through, and it always feels kind of surreal when you get back home. So it's important to keep that optimism with you.
Oh yeah, no, I love being back in Iowa, being with family and being around my dog. But I don't want to waste any time. I want to jump right into it, and just to give the viewers and listeners a little backstory about what it means to be an irrational optimist. I want to know your definition and your personal journey with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Rational Optimism about a year ago. And the whole premise was, I think we're kind of taught growing up that strangers are out to get you, and the world isn't a very safe place. But I've traveled through quite a big amount of countries all throughout the world. And, you know, I realized through those travels that, you know, the world isn't out to get you, and strangers aren't enemies. And so once irrational optimism started picking up more attention and people started joining, we started putting on these retreats. And on all these retreats, we do them all around the world. And the last one we just did in Morocco, which Blake was on, every single person that goes on it has no idea all of the other attendees on there. And they end up becoming the very closest of friends and family after. And it just really kind of further proves the point.
Yeah, I don't really know too many other groups out there that, I mean, I've personally seen that put something together like this. What goes on behind the scenes to get 29 other people to a different country across the ocean, well, for most people across the ocean, and have them all click? I mean, that's not an easy task.
No, that's actually a brilliant question. We've been planning this trip for about 5 to 6 months. As soon as the last retreat was over, we jumped right into planning this one. And the co-host of this one said, Jake, you know, we need to do this one bigger. And so it was a big shout-out to Nassim, who's the co-host of it. And really one of the biggest things is like, all right, if you're going to be organizing a trip, people are going to be exhausted. They're going to be a little nervous. They don't know each other. So, like, what's one thing that we can do to make sure people bond? And the number one thing, and I'm sure you can attest to this, is how busy and exhausting the days are. And so in group psychology, if you're just constantly doing some sort of rigorous exercise or you're busy, that bonding is going to happen very organically, and that's exactly what happened with us. You know, we had super long days. We traveled all the way to the Sahara, and our days were jam-packed, and just naturally people are going to start clicking and connecting with one another, and that's exactly what happened.
What do you think the biggest takeaways for the people going on these trips is? When they go home, how do you think they live their life different, and what values do you think they kind of adapt?
That's another great question, man. I think one of the biggest things in this community is when people go home, they want to maintain that love for life and that adventure and that optimism, right? Because the whole point of this community is the world doesn't have to get you, and you want to stay irrationally optimistic throughout your life. And so once you go home, you're going to keep that momentum. You're going to look at things that might be mundane or not as fun back home or a little bit of adversity that comes into your life through a different lens. And every time that you kind of face that adversity, you're going to look at it with more optimism and look at it in a much more beautiful perspective than you might have in the past, because you went and did this retreat, which is a very courageous act to do, and then you get faced with all these other obstacles. You know, it's like, hey, I just did this crazy thing. I just went to the Sahara Desert with 30 other people I'd never met before. You know, I can kind of do anything now. That's really what we're hoping to achieve here.
I love that. And I think another amazing part about it too is you get to meet 30 people with all different backgrounds that work all different jobs and have different experiences of life. And in those 5 days, you get to, you know, pick people's minds or just talk to them and learn about their experiences. And you kind of just, it's like an information database right in front of you. And you get to hear people's opinions towards stuff that you might have own struggles with in your own life. And I think that's a great aspect to it that you didn't mention there. But I truly love those trips. How can somebody kind of start doing this on their own? Not a lot of people have access to getting into these retreats or knowing other groups like this. If you're a solo traveler, how do you go about this?
That's great, because traveling the world and or just getting a taste of adventure doesn't have to be very expensive. No matter if you live in Iowa or if you live in California or if you're in a random country to somewhere out in the world, you still have access to the community around you, right? The whole premise of this is that the world isn't out to get you and share a new perspective of like the life that you live. You can literally just leave your door and just kind of create your own adventure. You can go up to people, you can talk to them, you can get to know them. If someone looks like a friendly person, but you might be a little scared to go up to them, that's an adventure in itself. You're going to grow from that. They might even invite you to the next activity they're doing, or they'll come over for a dinner or so on and so forth. There's so many things that you can do if you just kind of step out of your comfort zone and look at life through a different lens. And, like, life is going to reward that. And there's so many fun things out there that you're going to experience just because you're looking at life more positively.
I definitely align with that as well. And I didn't really think of it kind of like that. Just, you know, that's a own journey on its own. You don't necessarily have to go out of the country to go on a journey. I think that's a cool take. So how did this experience change your perspective? You go on trips a lot, but was there anything about this trip necessarily that kind of, you know, flipped a switch in you or opened up something to your own eyes that wasn't there before?
Yeah, the beautiful thing about all these retreats is that they're never going to be the same. No matter how similar the itinerary, no matter where it is in the world, every experience is going to be completely unique because of all the people that are going. There's so many different, beautiful, and colorful personalities and people of flux of life and career paths, and every single decision in their life led them to there. And so, in my opinion, the takeaway from this one is just that, like, there's so much more work that we need to do, and then how desperate the world needs this sense of community, this family, and this adventure. And so every retreat, we get closer and closer to, like, what that actual method of work is to achieve that. And this one is like, hey, we need to expand our community locally in California, because, you know, you can't always be traveling the world and doing these big grand adventures, right? You can't always be living in some sort of, like, fairy tale in some way. They're wonderful every now and then, but how can we take this back locally and start building in San Diego? Because that's where I live. And that was one of the biggest takeaways, is, you know, bringing more people together and what that experience looks like.
People live chaotic, stressful lives and are scared to take the next steps to really propel their life towards where they want to be. And a lot of people have these limiting factors. How do people start taking these actionable steps to get over these, limitations that really aren't there and it's all in their head?
You know, I think one of the greatest quotes out there, I believe it's by Seneca, is that we often suffer more in imagination than in reality. And if you really take that into consideration, when there's something that's coming up in your life or something that you're scared to do, you're going to create so many issues and problems around it. And then when you actually do that thing, if you can look back at a time in your life where you're scared to do something, you did it, how wonderful you felt after, and think about that quote again, is, you know, we often suffer more in imagination than in reality. It really is true, because not many things out there can really inhibit you from that. Fear is such a fascinating thing, is that once you get comfortable enough with it, you can really do anything you want. It only starts with taking action.
Jake, I love you, brother. We're at the end of the segment. Where can people find you, and what's next?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a pleasure to connect with anyone who's watching this. If you have a friend, son, brother, sister, whoever, who needs some community in your life, please reach out to me on social media. My Instagram is Jake, J-A-K-E, Youngblood, Y-N-G-B-L-O-O-D, on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, whatever that is, and I'd be more than happy to connect with you.
All right, Jake, thank you for coming out. I'll see you next time.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Shifting gears, my next guest is someone who truly understands what it means to live in alignment, mind, body, and spirit. Brock Perkins isn't just about fitness or nutrition. He's about optimizing the way we move through life, eliminating distractions, and getting back to what really matters. If you've ever felt off, low energy, disconnected, like something is missing, Brock has a way of breaking down exactly why that happens and what can help. Today, we're talking about holistic health, the power of solitude, and eliminating toxins, and what it really means to take control of energy and well-being. Let's get into it. Brock, welcome to Live Better, brother.
How's it going, man?
Amazing, dude. I'm so excited to have you on. You're a new guest, and I'm really excited for the audience to hear what you have to say. I've been following your content for about 2.5 years, as we were saying on the phone the other day, and I feel like you really stick out from other creators. Your content is very wholesome and it gets straight to the point, and there's a lot to learn from it. But I really want to jump right into it, and I want to start with one of the quotes that you have on one of your Instagram page, or on your Instagram page, and it goes, "If you have too many tabs open like a computer, it will run slow. The same is with your mind." I think that's very powerful. Can you break us down what that means to you?
Yeah, dude, definitely. So basically, you know, we're always trying to juggle around so much every single day within work, maybe like a passion project, and especially vices, right? I always think about it. We don't give ourselves enough time to reboot or, you know, close those tabs off and restart our computer. We go to work and then maybe we go home and we go watch a game or something on the TV, or maybe we go play a video games. Our mind is constantly wandering, going from the next thing to the next thing. And we never give ourselves that time just to be present in the moment and recharge ourselves, to load up maybe a more powerful tab on that computer screen, or, you know, rhetorically speaking, our mind, right? That could be in alignment with something that we want to accomplish in our lives.
And what are the ways people can do to clear this space in their mind or delete those tabs?
Yeah, I definitely think spending more time outside, and especially walking. I think the very powerful thing about walking is that it activates both hemispheres of your brain. The left hemisphere of your brain is responsible for your analytical thinking, and your right hemisphere of your brain is responsible for your creative thinking. And when you're moving and in that present moment state, while moving outside in nature, you're activating both your creative and analytical process, which is going to allow you to navigate through maybe some adversity that you have within your head a lot more efficiently, closing out, you know, those mental tabs, like I said.
I love that. And I definitely resonate with that. Sometimes I don't do it a lot, but doing like a fasted walk in the morning to get everything going, get some electrolytes in the system too. To me, that's an amazing way to start the morning. It really starts me out clear and really anxiety free. But I love that take. And I think that's, you know, an amazing thing to share. You talk about optimizing your life and environment. What does that mean to you, and how do you do that?
So I think one of the best ways is to invite in success in somewhere that you're in all the time, like your environment, for example, like your bedroom, right? If you're a young person and you're trying to level up maybe your health or extend on your self-improvement journey, but you have, you know, your video games right there on your desk, maybe you have some junk food in your fridge, right? One thing that you could do is literally just take all that stuff away and replace it with the beneficial things that you want to use in your life. Because if you're not consciously seeing it, you're probably not going to think about it. So if you're trying to eat healthier, right, optimize your environment by literally not buying junk food. And I know that sounds so simple, but if people started doing that, they'd actually see a lot of results, right? Maybe even something as simple, we're talking about maybe playing video games instead of doing something like reading, journaling, or working on a passion project. putting something as simple as a post-it note on your computer, like, all right, I'm going to work on my passion project, work on my business, whatever I'm trying to do, for 2 hours before I hop on the video games with my friends. And even if you disobey yourself, you know, you don't do that task that you set upon for yourself, you still have this conscious reminder every single day of what you should be doing instead of doing the things unconsciously, playing the video games, eating the junk food, et cetera.
So I have a question, and I don't mean it for it to be a hard question, but why should somebody even care, though, about optimizing their life? You got a lot of people that kind of just go through the motions of the emotions and kind of just go with the flow. There's a lot of people that don't even ever wake up to changing their lifestyle. What would you say to someone who doesn't really care and that you think that that person should take the next step?
Dude, definitely just like imagine how good you could feel on a daily basis. Imagine waking up every single morning excited to live. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people have that perspective on life. They dread going to their job. They dread doing things, exercise, eating healthy, right? And they cope with those unhealthy habits, and they are constantly in this egoic cycle of chronic stress. And I think if, you know, really all it takes is a couple hours every single day to set yourself apart and build some momentum. If you just set aside, you know, an hour every single day to maybe go on a walk, read a book, write, journal, work on a passion project, and over time, you're going to start to fall in love with the process, and that 1 hour is going to intuitively turn into 3 hours and so on until that becomes like your main thing that you do every single day. Because I know a lot of people want more in their lives. I always have the perspective that you need to make your plan A your plan A. If you were to go up to someone and ask them, like, all right, what do you want to do in life? They'd probably tell you something completely different than what they're doing now sometimes. And it's like, all right, with all the free time that you have every single day, you need to be using that free time to execute your plan A.
Yeah, and that definitely ties back into optimizing your environment. I definitely struggle with that as well when it comes to phones and, you know, easy dopamine on your screen. I definitely get caught doom scrolling every once in a while when I should definitely be optimizing my time and, you know, growing a passion project. And the reason I asked you that other question was there's a lot of people that don't have, and I don't know if you can correct me on that, but there's a quote out there that it's better to be worse off than doing all right. Because if you're worse off, you're going to make those changes in your life. If you're kind of just cruising by life, you're never going to have that push to really put you over the edge and propel yourself forward. And I can relate to that because when I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease and kind of got put on the path of holistic healing, that's when I took advantage of my health. But when I was in high school, drinking Dr. Pepper every day, 2 liters, Takis, all that stuff, and I was feeling just fine. I mean, I wasn't really sick ever, but I was kind of just cruising through. I needed that shift in my life to kind of push me forward. So there's a lot of people out there that don't get that push, and they kind of have to will themselves to do better just through pure mindset. So I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting the different you know, aspects to get yourself to one point to another. But
yeah, definitely.
What led you to pursue health and wellness as more than just fitness, but a full body experience? I know you're a coach, but I mean, you talk about a lot of different aspects to just living an overall healthy life.
Dude, definitely the pandemic, man. Kind of going off what I said with the walking and with like clearing the mental tabs, right? Growing up, I was always doing something, doing school, sports, working, whatever was going on. But when COVID came around, I actually had the time to think for myself. And that's kind of what got me into everything that I'm into today, because it actually had that time of solitude. Like, all right, I want to actually make a change in my life. And now I have the tools to do so because I actually had that time to think and to address how I truly feel. Because if you don't actually take that time to set yourself apart and be like, all right, like I need to actually make a change, step back, look at your life, see what you want to do, what do you want to address, what type of person you want to be, you're probably never going to have those realizations. But it was really the COVID pandemic for me, just having that time to think for myself and not constantly just going with the flow.
So I know you kind of just mentioned a little bit, but what are the steps to kind of taking that step back, looking at your life and kind of figuring out what you want to do, who you are, and kind of, you know, figuring out your life purpose if you haven't found it? What actionable steps does that person take, or what would you recommend?
Definitely getting a journal And everything you just said, writing that down, like dedicating 2 hours out of your life one day, maybe, you know, you're bored on a Saturday night or something like that, right? Write down, like, all right, what are some things I actually want to change in my life? Be hard on yourself. They call it shadow work, basically, you know, going into those inner demons and changing those things for the better. And build yourself an action plan with short-term achievable goals, because, you know, a lot of people want certain things. One, they don't know why. And two, they want this insane amount of abundance. And obviously, right, like you do fitness and stuff. Obviously, you know, if you're out of shape, you're not going to be insanely shredded in like a week, right? It's going to take a while. And a lot of people want those microwavable results. But when they don't see those, you know, right away, they get unmotivated. So that's why I think like setting yourself an action plan with short-term achievable goals is definitely beneficial. So every week or maybe even just every month, you're constantly hitting a new milestone that's actually achievable for you, keeping you constantly motivated on your journey.
Yeah, people try to get those 3D printing results rather than the sculpting results.
Exactly.
You talk, we're almost up against a break here, but you mentioned solitude. There's a lot of people that are uncomfortable with being alone and being with their thoughts. They'd rather drink or smoke or kind of escape that. How does someone work themselves into being okay with being alone and being with their thoughts?
I always say taking yourself out on dates. You know, go do things that you like to do by yourself. Maybe you like this certain restaurant. Just go there by yourself. Enjoy your own company. Learn how to actually do that. You're in your own mind more than anywhere else. Make that your happy place. Kind of what we were talking about earlier with your environment, optimizing your environment for growth. You can do the same thing with your mind. Your mind is also an environment as well, you know?
We're talking to Brock Perkins, optimizing your life. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after this with segment 3.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you for staying aboard with us. We're on our last few 10 minutes with Brock Perkins, and we're talking about health, wellness, and everything in between that. I want to jump right into this, Brock. You talk a lot about eliminating toxins from your daily life. What are the biggest culprits most people overlook?
Ooh, definitely anything that causes inflammation, right? Like a lot of stuff in tap water, right? Something that's pretty normal. You know, obviously you need water to survive. It's a daily necessity. And there's so many contaminants in there, so many environmental toxins, so many added toxins like fluoride. You know, there's industrial runoff things. You know, we really can't control that much. I definitely think that's like one of the main things that you should try to avoid at all costs, because you're basically just macro dosing yourself with those toxins that can be very inflammatory to a lot of different biological processes within your body.
Brock, what do you mean? The water is approved by the government. It's all good. It's definitely not freezing your pituitary gland. Yeah, I think I saw a stat the other day too. It was we eat about 3 credit cards worth of plastic every year. I think that's insane. Whether that comes from the faucet or a plastic bottle, it's quite crazy. jump back into it. So you're really on the spiritual side of health. Why is physical fitness alone not enough? You see a lot of gym bros out there that focus on one dimension of it all. And, you know, they focus on lifting them weights, getting the meals in, and they think they're succeeding at life. What would you have to say about that?
Yeah, that's honestly a great question. I love that. Through my personal experience, I believe in God. Actually, belief is the wrong word. I know God. Through my own personal experiences, I know 100% for sure that there is a divine God out there who loves me and I love him, right? And I think that should be the motive behind everything. And I've definitely learned a lot of lessons in regards to physical fitness with that philosophy, right? There's been certain times I've been very egoic with my training and striving for aesthetics and stuff like that. And I'd always fall short, ended up getting hurt because I was constantly trying to live up to other people's expectations instead of God's expectations, right? So having that more spiritual approach to things like physical fitness and health in general will definitely give you a bigger perspective on what it truly means to be healthy and fit. Like looking a certain way in the mirror obviously is a good indicator of overall health, but it's not an end-all be-all. When I was, you know, peak aesthetics, quote-unquote, I had psoriasis in the back of my head. I had trouble sleeping, right? I had all these other health conditions, and no one would ever know because, right, I was, oh, I look this way in the mirror. So just because someone looks a certain way doesn't mean they're actually the healthiest and operating at the highest potential they can possibly be at. Obviously, physical fitness is very important, and, you know, looking a certain way, being a certain body fat percentage, et cetera, is a great indicator for health, but it's definitely not the end-all be-all.
You seem to be very passionate about God. How does that drive your life, and how does that motivate you and propel you forward in your passions?
I know everything happens for me, not to me. So when adversity arises, I'm not going to let it, you know, impede upon me doing other things, right? A lot of people, they'll get really upset and they'll take it out on everything else in their life, right? Maybe someone had a bad day at work or they're caught in traffic and they're all stressed and they go home and cuss out their wife, right? And then new problems arise. But having that mindset that God is always for me, always trying to teach me a lesson through every bit of adversity I face in my life, always keeps me abundant and always looking for the next challenge to overcome to grow spiritually.
But before that question, you're talking about listening to your body and not really just focusing on aesthetics. How do you truly listen to your body, and how do you adjust your life accordingly to that?
I like to say energetics over aesthetics. So just on how you feel, man, you know, doing movements that make you feel good, if that's more linear strength or bodybuilding movements, and also mixing in plyometrics, being an athlete, right? If you look at professional athletes, they're very in shape, and they're also very mobile and athletic. Some of the bodybuilders out there, they might look a certain way, but they can't really move properly. And one of my biggest goals with my overall health and fitness is to be one of those 85-year-olds in the gym, you know, still moving around, running around with the grandkids, maybe even the great-grandkids, you never know. So that's kind of my big fitness goal. So I want to align my training with that. Obviously, I think, you know, lifting certain numbers and looking a certain way is very fun. I love doing that, but I think it's almost a byproduct of chasing the energetics over the aesthetics. Everything else is going to fall in place the way you want it. But if you're chasing the aesthetics, you're leading with the ego, and you might fall short a little bit.
Yeah, so Live Better, a big part of this show is fitness and lifting. To the people who say they don't have time to focus on their health, and maybe you've encountered a few of these while being a personal trainer, how do you navigate that with somebody? And how do you, I guess, I don't know if the right word to be convinced, but how do you let that person know they do have the time, they just don't care enough?
Well, first thing I ask them is, what's your screen time? That will normally give me a good indicator on what their priorities are, right? Sometimes I've had people say that to me in the past, and they're like, 4 hours on Instagram Reels. I'm like, yeah, you do have time. You're just not making the time. Everyone has time. Unless you're working maybe like 14-hour shift every single day doing a crazy workload, I guarantee you have time. And especially things with fitness, right? You can work out for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and see results. Like three times a week. It doesn't really need to be anything crazy, right? So just blocking out maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, especially if you're just starting off, doing something on a consistent basis, you're going to see results. And kind of similar to what I said earlier, working on like your passion projects and stuff, over time, those 20 to 30 minutes, you're going to fall in love with the process. So that's going to end up being, you know, maybe like 45 minutes to an hour, and something that's very consistent, something that you do every single day. But I truly believe everyone has time. You just have to actually make it a priority. You know, people always say, oh, eating healthy is so expensive. And it's like, all right, how much do you spend eating out every single week? How much do you spend going out drinking alcohol every single week? Yeah, if you just literally stop doing that and invest that into real food and into your health, it's going to be affordable, or you're going to have time to do those things.
Yeah, and you see a lot of, I don't know, me personally, in high school, I see a lot of my old college buddies or people of that nature, and they're out every single day drinking, smoking, and obviously, you know, some of that in moderation, depending on who you are and what you like to do, is all right, but okay, doing that every day and seeing these people who were once fit and, you know, healthy kids and now they have gut bellies at 20 is just crazy to me. And to talk about your point of people who work 14-hour days, unless you literally physically have to because money's tight or you're providing for a bunch of people, you should probably take that in consideration of your long-term health and try to find a job that works better to a schedule that's not going to hurt your body over those years. I mean, that adds up. Working 14-hour days, 12-hour days, not focused on your health, not eating correctly, you're going to be 45 with heart problems, you know, high blood pressure, you know, early signs of a bunch of things that you don't want at a young age. Or I guess, I mean, I consider 45 young still, depending on how you take care of yourself. But the importance of discomfort, why is doing hard things lead to personal growth? Or I should put it this way, doing hard things lead to personal growth. How does people push past that discomfort to get to the other side of enjoying the discomfort, kind of like a David Goggins?
That's a good question, man. So, you know, you talk a lot about fitness, so I'm going to put it in a little bit of a fitness, like muscle building perspective. You know, when you lift weights, you're tearing those muscle fibers. And what happens when the muscles grow back bigger and stronger is they rebuild to adopt that stress that you put on. So it's kind of the same philosophy that you need to understand with putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, right? The stressful, uncomfortable situations are going to suck in the moment, but the feeling you get afterwards, that delayed gratification, is worth it. And once you actually just take that leap of faith and start doing those things and seeing that delayed gratification, that's long lasting, right? If you do something hard, you take that risk and you succeed, you're going to actually feel super good about yourself versus if you do something of instant gratification, like scrolling your phone, right? It feels good in the moment, but then afterwards, like, why did I do that? I just wasted my time, or my brain feels all foggy. I can't even focus right. So when you start taking that leap of faith, it all starts with willpower. Once you actually take that willpower leap of faith and do those things, I guarantee you, you're going to stay consistent on those things if you're seeing those results.
Yeah, and I have a question because I feel like the thing I'm about to ask, you have to figure this out before you're able to put yourself and put yourself in circumstances where you can push past your limiting boundaries. So how can people start reconnecting with their natural selves in today's chaotic world? A lot of people are not connected with themselves, don't understand themselves, do what other people think or do what people think that they should do for themselves. So how do people figure out their natural selves in today's world?
Finding out what your what and why is, right? A lot of people might listen to a YouTuber say, oh, you need to be an entrepreneur. Get out of the system. Get out of the rat race. You need to meditate every day. You need to work out. But why? Obviously, we know those things are good and can be very beneficial. But why do anyone, this is a rhetorical question, need to do that or want to do that? A lot of people lack that why. And they continue spinning their wheels. They don't see the progress because they don't actually know why or they're going to the gym or what going to the gym can bring them, per se. They're just doing it because someone else told them that it's good. But if you have that why established, that's basically the foundation of everything that you do in your life.
You mentioned the rat race. What's your opinion on the grind, grind, grind culture?
You definitely need time to chill, man. You know, taking that time for stillness is still quote unquote part of the grind. Like that's what's setting yourself up for success. If you're burning yourself out, you're never going to be successful. You need time to actually enjoy life. You know, part of working hard is embracing and enjoying being a human, going on a trip, you know, going on a hike if that's something you enjoy, going to a concert or a sporting event, watching a game, something like that. That's part of the human experience. And if you're constantly grinding, 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 you're going to burn yourself out and you're actually doing all those things for nothing if you're not truly enjoying the human experience that God gave for us.
Yeah, I used to be kind of not necessarily part of the grind, 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 but I mean, a lot of people see 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, even 17, 16-year-olds on social media with Lamborghinis, they're flexing loads of cash and all this stuff, and it's all just a facade, and it really shifts to the young populations, the narrative in their head that, okay, I need to grind, 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 and they stress themselves out and they end up failing because a lot of these people are scammers and they don't realize that things come on their own time and on God's plan. And I don't really align with the grind, 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 because I don't know, the grinding is good, but to the point where you're exhausting yourself and not letting God provide for you kind of takes away from it. But we're up against the end right here, Brock. I want you to be able to shout out your social medias. I really appreciate you coming on as a guest and taking time out of your day. It really means a lot, and you're an amazing guest.
Of course, man. Yeah, thank you for having on. Yeah, you guys can follow me on any social media platform at Brock Perk, BROCKPERK, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or Twitter.
Brock, thank you so much. I'm going to definitely have you on again, so don't worry about that. But we're up against a break here. I'll be right back with my closing statement.
Hi, I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Barron, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Man, what a conversation today. If there's one thing that really stood out, it's how much new experiences, whether through travel, health, or mindset, can shift everything. Talking with Jake Dobbs about our trip to Barcelona and Morocco just reinforced how stepping into the unknown forces growth in ways you don't expect. Maybe it's not about the destination, but what happens when you break out of the familiar? It's interesting to think about how much life can open up when you're willing to say yes to something. And then diving into health, energy, and alignment with Brock Perkins, it's clear that wellness isn't just about one thing. It's not just about what you eat or how you train. It's about your environment, your thoughts, and the way you live day to day. A lot of people feel stuck or drained without realizing how much of it comes from what they're consuming. Not just food, but media, relationships, and even the energy they surround themselves with. Maybe there's something in your life that could shift, something to be more intentional about, something that might bring you more clarity, energy, or peace. But at the end of the day, Live Better is about exploring what's possible physically, mentally, and in the way we experience life. If something from today's conversation sparked a thought, maybe it's worth exploring. Whether it's travel, dialing in on your health, or just paying attention to things that really make you feel alive, there's always something to take away. I appreciate all of you for tuning in, whether you're a long-term listener or just catching the show for the first time. Stay open, stay curious, and as always, keep finding ways to live better. I'll see you next week at 4:12 Central Time. I appreciate all of you, and enjoy the next show.